Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Brandon, what you trying to say with this? What you trying to say?
Survival of the fittest. Like, who's going to be the quarterback?
Okay. I thought you was saying something about some halfway crooks. That's what I thought you was trying to say.
I mean, that too.
This is the truth. Matt Nagy talking about the quarterback situation. I've got questions. No, I don't. Here's the thing about it. Here's the thing. I'm in a really good mood today. And I'm trying really, I know that there's a Bears game. I know that the score listener does care about the Bears. But I feel like we all had a gentleman's and gentlewoman's agreement on Sunday. They won the game. We were like, man, that's cool, but y'all trash. Like, I felt like that was the agreement. Like, we all had a good time. And then we were like, yeah, but yeah. And now it's them versus the Giants. Like, there's nothing to this game, especially if Justin Fields doesn't play. Okay. But we invited Herb Howard on the show, and I'm glad that I get an opportunity to talk with him before the season is up. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. You can check Herb out on the I Said What I Said podcast. You can also check him out covering the Bears for It's the Bigs. My guys Gene and Terrence are just incredible. And now they add another incredible piece to the puzzle with Herb. Herb, thanks so much for joining me, man. I appreciate it.
Lawrence, it's my absolute pleasure, man. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, man. I want to tell you, I listen to press conferences a lot, and I feel like you always are ready. You always are respectful, but you are no punk. Like, you ask hard questions. So I want to know, like, for you, what's it been like to jump into this beat at a very serious time for this franchise?
It's been fun. It's been fun. I wish the season was going better. It'll create for a little bit better content. But in terms of just asking those questions, I think that, you know, there are certain things you got to answer. And I don't take any pleasure in asking those guys difficult questions. I respect the work they do. It's very, very hard to be an NFL player or NFL coach. So I respect the work. But the fact of the matter is, you got to ask those questions. And so when they need to be asked, I ask them.
Where do you think this season kind of went off the rails for the Bears?
Honestly, I think probably in the offseason. I think the Bears kind of boldly went into this season with a lot of question marks that they felt like they could kind of answer on the fly, or answer from the draft, or answer from within. Specifically, we talk about the offensive tackle position. You look at the number two cornerback spot. They kind of rolled the dice. Said, okay, Kyle Fuller can go. Okay, Charles Leno can go. We'll replace those guys with draft, or we'll have ascending players like Kendall Vildor, Duke Shelley, or we'll find somebody off the street. And it's like, oh, okay, if that's what you want to do, you know, you're in a division with Aaron Rodgers, right? If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But I think they kind of just rolled the dice at a couple of key positions, and they crapped out.
Yeah, you're right, and I think the Charles Leno thing is. It's such a difficult thing to try and talk to Bears fans about. My feeling on it, and if you look at some of the rankings, he was a middle of the road to lower than middle of the road tackle. But he had experience at the position, and he's started every game, I think, for Washington this season. And the fact that they didn't have a plan outside of Tevin Jenkins moving from right tackle to left tackle, and then had nobody on the roster that had left tackle experience when Jenkins got hurt, I feel like that's such a bad way to put a roster together.
Yeah, it's a really tough thing, especially when you talk about, you know, taking a rookie quarterback with the first-round pick, and you want to make sure he's protected, if nothing else. And so, you know, I think it was a big risk for them. It didn't work out. Fortunately, they were able to, you know, get Jason Peters off of his couch, and he came in and played really serviceable football for them. But they didn't have those questions answered going into the season, and I think it's cost them over the course of this year.
I do, too. I think that it has cost them, and I also think that it
– And
Go ahead.
Oh, my bad, Lawrence. I'm not saying that Charles Leno or Bobby Massey were all world bookend tackles. I'm not saying that, right? But, again, Charles Leno was available for you every week, and he knew his assignment. He wasn't the best. He wasn't the worst. But he's going to be there for you to know his assignment, to kind of get the job done. And I think that there's some value in that. And so now you've had this kind of carousel going on, right tackle, left tackle, Effetti and Borum, and Jenkins comes in late. It's just been this whole thing all year, and you know, ultimately – that and the quarterback carousel has cost them.
I think that you've hit on something that's really important, and we're talking with Herb Howard from It's the Bigs. When you start looking at the position groups, and you hit on two that are huge, the offensive line is specifically the tackle spot, and then the cornerback spot. Like, I was joking with Jason Leisure a couple weeks ago, like, if we go back to week one of this season, they're out here, like, trying to play games about who was playing nickel. And the truth was, they didn't really have a good idea of who was playing nickel because of what you said, Herb, where they had put so much faith in young players that hadn't proven themselves, it was almost laughable to think that you were going to be in a situation to compete.
No, it really, really was. And shout out to Jason Leisure, too. That's my man. But they came in, and you start to see this kind of, even in training camp, you could see that they were just trying to figure it out. And every day it was a new guy. And they started out, Duke Shelley was going to have the first crack at it. And then Marquise Christian kind of took a role at it. And then you start to see all these guys, Xavier Crawford and Pete Tabor, and all these guys kind of switching in at the nickel spot. And it's like, this guy's going to be in the slot covering, you know, some of the most dangerous receivers in the game, and they're going to get picked apart. And, you know, that's been the case. I mean, you've gotten all the way down to the place where Eddie Jackson is playing nickel, and he likes it, and he welcomes the challenge and all. But that still tells me that you came into the season unsure at that position without a solid answer at one of the most critical spots on the field.
This question that I'm going to ask you is a little bit more like open-ended opinion than your actual reporting, although I imagine your reporting will lend itself to part of your answer. I started out the season kind of straddling the line of, I understand young quarterbacks sometimes need time versus young quarterbacks need to play. I have now moved all the way over to young quarterbacks need to play. I don't know where you stand on this, Herb, but I am curious on what it's been like to cover the way that the Bears have brought Justin Fields along.
I think that it's kind of been interesting. They started off saying, you know, Andy Dalton is the guy. He's going to be the starter. That is what it is. Justin will be the backup. And then as kind of camp and preseason went along, it became kind of obvious to everybody that was watching that Justin Fields has this skill set that Andy Dalton simply doesn't have. Now, he had to catch up to him mentally, but his athleticism allowed the offense to do things that Andy simply did not. And so they kind of just went through this whole process, and they finally made the decision, okay, we're going to go with Justin. But then how do you go about developing him, especially when you got this patchwork offensive line that's going on around him? And so I think that for me, I'm still kind of 50-50 on it. I think if a guy is ready to come in and play, go ahead and play him, especially if you have the pieces around him. But I also think it could sometimes be to their detriment. They can start to pick up some bad habits. They can start to, you know, start to take some hits and begin to see some ghosts. But I think that there's only one way to learn the game of football at that level, and I think it's just to go out there and play. And so when you have the skill set that Justin has, and his skill set is immense. He can do everything athletically with his feet. He can make all the throws. You got to let him go out there and make some mistakes, and he certainly has made his share of them. But I think he's going to be better for it come next year. So I'm with you on letting guys get out there and play. I just don't know that they kind of handled it the best way either for Andy or for Justin.
What's your read on Justin Fields after covering him for a season?
I think he's good, man. I think he's going to have a really, really good career. I think he's shown everything that we've known about him in terms of the athleticism, the arm talent. Some of the throws that he has made this year are just absolutely ridiculous throws. I mean, like really, really high-level throws. And when you see that in flashes, it kind of gives you a glimpse of the player that he can be ultimately. I think he's a hard enough worker. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. It matters to him. He wants to compete. So I think he will get the most out of his ability. I think that we've seen the natural progression of a young quarterback in this league. He comes in, he's trying to do everything based off of his, you know, physical abilities, and then he has to catch up to the game mentally. I think at this point where he is kind of trying to get to a space where he can understand what happens to him post-snap. I think in the offseason and early in the season, he's trying to figure out, okay, what am I doing even pre-snap? I think he's gotten to that space now, and the next step in his growth or his journey will be figuring out quickly what happens to him post-snap. Sometimes they'll show you a different look and then drop into something else. They'll show you a blitz and drop back or show you a zone and then bring the blitz. And sometimes for a young quarterback, you can't decipher that information quickly enough, and it can lead to some mistakes, holding the ball too long, leading to some of the fumbles that we've seen or some interceptions. But I think that once he gets to the point where he understands quickly how to decipher what happens to him post-snap and understands where those answers are, that's when you're really going to see his game go to the next level.
Who's been your favorite player or coach to interact with in those press conference settings? Like, who have you learned the most from?
Tashawn Gibson, for sure. Tashawn Gibson, he's been very thoughtful in his answers. He gives you very good detailed answers. You ask him about a particular blown coverage, and he'll walk you through the entire thing of exactly how it happened and, you know, what coverage they were in and the route combination that they ran and kind of where the breakdown was. He won't throw his teammates under the bus, but he will walk you through exactly what happened on the play. And I think that his insight, his detail, he's a veteran. He's seen a lot. He's played for a few different teams in this league, and he's been a pleasure to cover because he's willing to give you that insight. He's willing to tell you exactly what went wrong. He's not going to give you just kind of, you know, a cookie-cutter answer. He's really going to go into some detail and let you know what happened, even if the mistake was his own. So I've really enjoyed covering Tashawn Gibson.
Herb, I appreciate this, man. This was great. I hope that we get the opportunity to talk again, because I think you do a wonderful job on the beat. You know, I don't always pop my head out of the little hole that I'm in, but I'm listening and I'm watching and I'm seeing the people that are out here doing the work, and you are definitely that. I love Terrence and Gene, and if you have their stamp of approval, I know that you're the goods. But then to be able to hear you in those press conferences, I can tell that you are doing the work, man. And as someone who covers this team this way now, instead of being up there, I truly appreciate that there are people up there that are doing it that way.
I appreciate you saying that. And it's an absolute pleasure to work with Gene and Terrence. They are absolutely phenomenal. I got to give you this quick anecdote before I get out of here.
Sure.
2 years ago, I think it was the 2019 season, when the Bears were kicking off the NFL and they had the big kickoff event down in Grant Park, and
yeah,
the floor was broadcasting from the lobby that whole day. I was hanging out in Grant Park. I came over to catch a couple of the shows, and I came up to you in the lobby and I introduced myself and I said, hey, Lawrence, you know, I really appreciate your work. And I told you, I said, I'm going to work my way onto your show. And you looked at me and you said, well I'll see you when you get there, man. And so to be having a conversation with you, man, it's really, really phenomenal. I appreciate the time. And certainly would look forward to talking to you again.
Man, I love to hear that. I love to hear it. Have a great new year and enjoy whatever is left of this season, because the hard work, here's the best part, Herb.
Man.
The hard work's getting ready to start. You may think that you went through a 17-game season, but a coaching search is a whole nother ball game. And considering the changes that might take place, you are going to have a lot of work on your hands, sir.
Well, it should be a fun offseason. You know, if that kind of wholesale change happens, I wonder, you know, is anybody even confident that we're going to find the right person, even if they do decide to clean house? It's going to be an interesting offseason for sure. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, you have hit on the problems. Herb, thanks a lot for the time, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Lawrence, take care, man.
That is Herb Howard from It's the Bigs.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.